time for this week's Nebraska Wheat Report, brought to you by the Nebraska Wheat Board. I'm Shaylee Peters, and our guest this week is Jeff Bohm. He is a brand new research geneticist joining us in Nebraska with the USDA ARS. And Jeff, welcome, and we're glad to have you here in Nebraska doing a lot of work in the wheat field. And so just first, tell us what you're doing here, what you'll be doing moving into the future with Nebraska.
Yeah, sure. So again, my name is Dr. Jeff Bohm. I'm happy to be here working as research geneticist for the USDA ARS in Lincoln. And I did my PhD in wheat breeding and molecular genetics at Washington State University, working in a joint appointment for the USDA there in the Western Wheat Quality Laboratory. So I'm excited to be here. The mission of our research unit, which is the Wheat, Sorghum, and Forage Research Unit, is to improve the productivity and sustainability of wheat production in this region, and I hope to do that. So I'm glad to be here.
And no doubt, as you get the ball rolling here in your new position in Nebraska, you have a lot of projects on your radar?
Sure, yeah. So I've got a lot of experience in wheat quality, so I certainly want to work to improve, just maintain yields while also maintaining wheat quality. I'll also be looking at wheat streak mosaic virus. It's transmitted by the wheat curl mite, looking to try to basically develop germplasm that's going to be resistant to this devastating pathogen given the right conditions. And yeah, so that's some of the things I'll be working on. In addition, I'll be working on some other quality traits, such as low PPO and things of that nature. And just again, trying to make sure that we maintain high yields without sacrificing any quality traits.
And maybe I should have mentioned or asked about this earlier, but a lot of background. Give us a little bit more of what you've been working on that you've brought with you as well.
Yeah, sure. So I did my Master of Science at the University of Tennessee in Knoxville, where I did soybean breeding and molecular genetics. I worked on a low phytate project where we try to basically tweak the phosphorus content in the soybean seed so that the basically the phosphorus is going to be bioavailable to the animals that consume soy meal. And interestingly, that's some of what I'll be working on in wheat. So there's a low phytate project where we want to basically try to spike inorganic phosphorus in the seed and lower that phytate, which the animals cannot digest. And so the phytate molecule passes in the waste stream. It's going to chelate and bind nutritional cations. So it basically is just as bad for the environment. And it's also not as nutritious to the animals that eat it. So anyway, I'll be working on the low phytate project as well. And then, this project at Tennessee, it was a lot of molecular work in the lab, but I also got a lot of field breeding experience. So I conducted statewide yield trials, basically across the state of Tennessee. And then as I moved into wheat, I did the same thing in Washington. So I conducted yield trials at two different locations in Washington. So I've certainly moved across the country and worked in two different states. And so I look forward to getting to learn Nebraska's environment and trying to tweak and basically create germplasm that'll be adapted for high yields in this region.
And I'm sure this won't be the last time we get to visit Jeff, but you will, in moving into the future, also have some partnerships with various groups or with people involved with the wheat industry here in the state, such as the Nebraska Wheat Board and others?
I sure will. So I certainly look forward to meeting the Nebraska Wheat Board and working with them to try to figure out ways that we can work together and stabilize yields and boost yields. I'll be working with Dr. Steve Benzinger at the University of Nebraska. He has a very successful program, and there's a longstanding relationship of collaboration between the USDA, ARS, and Lincoln with the University of Nebraska. So I look forward to maintaining that and working with him on other projects as well.
All right. Thanks so much. And welcome again. Our guest this week, Jeff Bohm. He's a research geneticist just coming to Nebraska with the USDA ARS with this week's Nebraska Wheat Report, brought to you by the Nebraska Wheat Board. I'm Shaylee Peters.